First part of 2021, the Milwaukee Brewers picked up infielder Tim Lopes from the Seattle Mariners. The California kid gave the Brew Crew a couple of essentials in pro ball today. Versatility and options, minor league options. The speedy Lopes spent the first few months of the 2021 season on the injured list with an oblique strain, but then got the call up to Milwaukee in May. Hello, everybody. This is Sports and Commentary. It's a pleasure to have you aboard. My name's Greg Stewart, and this is a show that you help sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to WWIB Incorporated. It stands for Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster, Inc., and you can find out more at WWIB.com. Tim Lopes is back with me from Nashville, where he's playing for the Brewers AAA team, the Nashville Sounds. All right, Tim, we've talked baseball, talked Brewer playoff baseball so far this week. Tell us about your baseball story, will you?
Yeah, so I was drafted out of Edison High School in California in Huntington Beach, and I was drafted in the sixth round, signed at a high school, and I spent about 5 years in the minor leagues with the Mariners. I was traded to the Blue Jays in 2017 or 2016. I spent 2 years there. And then my contract ran out with the Blue Jays. I became a minor league free agent, and the Mariners were actually the first team to call, and they wanted me back. So I signed a minor league deal with the Mariners. And then when I signed that minor league deal, I went to AAA in Tacoma. And, you know, I got the call to go to the big leagues in July. And it was, you know, the best day of my life. It was everything you worked for, and to be able to put on the Mariner jersey, the team that I was drafted by, the team that I dreamed about playing about, the day I got drafted, it was special. It was something I'll never forget, and, you know, something I'll always look back on, and something I'll always have a special place in my heart, for sure.
I bet. It took seven long years for you to finally get the call to the bigs. Were there times, Tim, where you just felt like, I'm going to throw the towel in?
Yeah, I remember telling my wife when I was in AAA with the Mariners for the for my second stint with the Mariners. I mean, I had been in the minors for about 7.5 years already, and I just told her, I said, "Hey, like, you know, this might be my last shot." I was ready to start a family with her. I was ready to, you know, I thought maybe God didn't want me to be a Major League Baseball player. I was already starting to think of, you know, other ways, you know, I was going to contribute to the kingdom. I thought maybe baseball wasn't the path that I, that he wanted for me. And I was willing to give it one more shot. And, you know, I had, you know, my best season in Tacoma, and I was able to get the shot. But the everyday grind, you know, throughout the minor leagues for the 7.5 years, it's tough. But having the Lord to lean on throughout those 7.5 years is the only reason I got through it.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the Lord here. Why don't you share your story of discovering, you know, what Jesus did for you to make it possible for you to have an eternal relationship with him? Tell me about it.
Right. So my parents took me to church when I was a kid. I grew up in a Christian home. So I've always known who God is. I've always known who Jesus was, but I was more of a fan than I was a follower. I knew all the right answers. I knew the Bible, but I don't think I ever had a relationship with Christ until probably my junior and senior year of high school. My assistant coach, his name is Garrett Young. He's actually the first one to take me to a Bible study to teach me how to read my Bible. I never really did. I never really dug deep into the Word. I never really pursued a relationship with Jesus Christ. And he actually is the one that baptized me in my junior year of high school. He invited me to a Bible study, and I feel like a veil was opened. I think God finally pulled on my heart, and he said, "Come home." And I finally opened my heart to him, let him into my life, and you know, the rest is history. It's been a journey with the Lord, and it's been a constant pursuing of him and him pursuing of me. And, you know, just, yeah, it's been a lot, but I'll never regret giving my life to Jesus Christ.
Good. So how is getting to know Jesus better changed, you know, your perspective on the game, on pro baseball?
Yeah, it does. It definitely does. You, you know, in this game, there's so much failure. And I think if I didn't have Jesus, it would drive me insane. Because I'm a competitor, and you know, I want to be successful all the time. And in this game really humbles you. And when you take a step back and realize what the big picture is, and the big picture is the kingdom, and the big picture is, you know, heaven when you die, and living for the kingdom, and trying to tell as many people as you can about Jesus Christ, and trying to be a light into this dark world. When you take a step back and realize that that is God's purpose for your life, the game really just becomes a game. And it really becomes less important than you think in the small world of baseball that you live in. So I think when you have Jesus Christ and he shows you what actually matters, you know, that's it changes your perspective on the game entirely.
Yep. All right, 27-year-old Brewers infielder Tim Lopes with me on Sports and Commentary today and this week. Hey, Tim, great to get to know you here on the show, your heart for the Lord. And we'll be in touch. God bless you.
God bless you as well. Thanks for having me.